AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. The Japanese airbag maker Takata is doubling the number of airbags it's declaring defective. The decision to add more than 18 million airbags to existing recalls comes following pressure from U.S. safety regulators. Consultant Scott Upham, a former manager at Takata, says it will take a long time to produce enough replacement kits.
They're really trying to do everything they can to produce enough inflator replacement kits to get them into people's hands within the next calendar year. But I'm really wagering it's going to take at least 2 years for everything to net out.
11 automakers use Takata airbags, including Honda and Toyota. Well, thanks to high tide, a cruise ship was freed after 6 hours stuck on a reef. It now lies at anchor to await inspection off Bermuda. The AP's Danica Cota reports Norwegian Cruise Line says the problem was a temporary loss of power.
Cruise officials say that apparently there was a temporary malfunction in the ship's steering system, which forced it slightly off course, which caused it to run aground.
There were no injuries to anyone on board. Tornadoes roared across North Texas, creating widespread damage, but leaving no immediate reports of injuries. Mineral Springs Mayor Mike Allen is appealing for the public to avoid the downtown area to get a look at the twister damage.
There are emergency responders everywhere, and people are very curious and trying to get downtown, but I feel very secure in the knowledge that the right people are down there and doing the right job.
Storm spotters reported damage to houses and apartment buildings in the Runaway Bay and Boonville areas, about 50 miles northwest of Fort Worth. There are no leaks, but there is a precautionary overnight evacuation in suburban Baton Rouge, Louisiana, after the derailment of four chemical tanker cars. A broken pipeline spilled crude oil into the Pacific Ocean northwest of Santa Barbara. This is AP Radio News. Rumor has it the AP's Jamie Fryer watched as APC's Dancing with the Stars crowned a winner.
The winners and new champions of Dancing with the Stars are...
After months of aching muscles and sore feet, Dancing with the Stars came down to actress Rumor Willis and singer-actor Riker Lynch. Here's host Tom Bergeron.
Rumor and Val!
Earlier, head judge Len Goodman said Willis deserved to win.
You are as good as anyone that's ever been on Dancing with the Stars. If you don't win, I think it's a travesty.
Army vet and double amputee Noah Galloway placed third. I'm Jamie Fryer.
It was a big night for finales. 16-year-old Sawyer Fredericks has won season 8 of The Voice.
I was born just to kiss your mouth.
He gave coach Pharrell Williams his first team victory on the NBC competition. The homeschooled teen from upstate New York was a favorite. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.